welcome to the very first installment of a brand new radio show, Queer. Today is the premiere episode. I'm Stephanie Tierney, and I'm going to be with you every Monday from 2 until 2:30. On today's brand spanking new episode, we have a very special guest, Miss Gloria Halverson. And I'll be talking to her momentarily, and we'll be hearing some of her music later in the show, so stick around. Queer, a brand new LGBTQ plus radio show for St. John. So welcome. I'm very excited. This is the very first episode of Queer Radio. That's spelled K-W-I-R. You can find us on Facebook. And this is a brand new LGBTQ plus radio show for St. John, New Brunswick. The concept of Queer is to provide a voice for LGBTQ plus people in St. John and surrounding areas with a little bit of current events and music from the queer community as well, locally and globally, that is. And to bring local voices to the airwaves here at Local FM, I'm going to be going out into the community and interviewing people so that we can hear their stories, their histories, their struggles, their successes. And I'm going to attempt to highlight some of the stories that impact the LGBTQ plus communities and also play music. And I'm going to try to keep it focused on St. John and surrounding areas as best I can. And this is my first foray, believe it or not, into spoken word and interview territory, having done community radio since off and on since 1989, when I started off at CHSR in Fredericton at the tender age of 19 and still going strong. And I'm very excited about this show. Originally, the concept for Queer was going to be a locally produced fanzine for queer voices in St. John. And I did actually get a teaser issue out last July and got it to the Sappy Fest Zine Festival. And I had feedback from folks around town about that they thought it was a great idea, but when I went to compile the first issue for the fall, I did not get any submissions. So I was a little frustrated and decided to kind of put that project on hold. Flash forward about 9 months later, and I'm back at the radio station as a volunteer coordinator, and the concept of bringing LGBTQ voices from the St. John area to our airwaves is part of my initiative as this project goes on for the next 10 months. And to spark that, I decided to reinvigorate Queer as a interview/talk show. And hopefully, down the road, I would like to do the zine as sort of a spin-off of the radio show. So there's still that option open to me and to everybody else in the community. So if you are in the greater St. John area and you're listening to this program and you're interested in participating, please email me at stephanie@cfmh.ca, and I'll repeat that later in the show again. I'm always eager to meet new people in the LGBTQ plus community, and this program exists solely for you to have your voice heard and to have your music heard and to celebrate our little community. If you're listening and you're interested in having your own program at Local FM, please feel free to contact me as well. We're always interested in hearing ideas for new shows. I'm in the process of gathering ideas to create a companion zine, as I mentioned earlier. And so if you're a writer, artist, or just a generally creative person, please feel free to also drop me a line. And my email again is stephanie@cfmh.ca. And if you didn't have a chance to write that down, I will put it on my Queer Facebook page. And you can also find me at the localfm.ca webpage as well. And That way, I mean, if you follow me on Facebook, you can stay up to date with what's coming up on the show in the coming weeks and get to know about events and groups that are meeting in our community, and also read interesting articles about the queer community. So again, it's spelled queer, K-W-I-R. That's the phonetical spelling of queer, so if you're wondering where I got that from. So I mentioned at the very top of the hour that today I am interviewing Gloria Halverson. Well, technically I've already interviewed her, but I'm going to be playing part one of two, an interview with Gloria Halverson. And as you'll hear in the interview, Gloria is a very important person, not only to me, but to the LGBTQ community here in St. John and to the trans community. And she runs a important support group called UBU. And so I'm not going to get too much into that because Gloria does talk about it in the interview. So what I was saying earlier about this is my first foray into spoken word and interview style programming. I usually just do music programming. So, and so Gloria invited me over, and she was a lovely host, and she's also a sound engineer, so she was going to record the interview on her sound equipment. Unfortunately, we ran into some technical difficulties, and I ended up recording her on my cell phone, I should say. I tried my best to edit out some of the pops and crackles and dog barks from Gloria's dog Sky, who was also present at the interview. So and I ended up asking her enough questions that it went over a half an hour long. So the reason I'm splitting the interview into two is because of that reason. So I kind of have to cut it off in a very kind of clunky way about halfway through, and so I'm going to do my best to kind of fade it out nicely, and then next week I can kind of give you a recap of what Gloria said in part one, and that'll give you a way to kind of have context for the other part. So we're going to hear part one of an interview with Gloria Halverson, and I'm really excited about this show, and I want to tell you more about Gloria, but I know just from listening to the interview that she's going to tell you who she is and what her story is and her history and all that kind of stuff. So thank you for tuning in, and at the end of the show, well, if time allows, I have some music from Gloria, and I also have some resources, some trans suicide lifeline phone numbers and other contact information. So stick around for that. And without further ado, here's the first 13 minutes and 46 seconds approximately of my interview with the lovely Gloria Halverson. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll be back in 13 minutes and 46 seconds. Welcome to the first installment of Queer Radio. I'm Stephanie Tierney. Thanks for joining us. On our first episode today, we have a special guest, Gloria Halverson of St. John, and we're going to be talking a little bit about Gloria's life and some of her involvement in the transgender community here in St. John, New Brunswick. And welcome, Gloria.
Hi, Steph.
How are you?
I'm very best.
Good. Did you want to start off by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm a transgender woman from St. John, New Brunswick. I'm quite involved in the community, past Secretary of St. John Pride. I currently run UBU St. John, mm-hmm. The St. John chapter of UBU Atlantic. Basically what we are is a transgender support and advocacy group. We're there to help people transition safely and smoothly in society, mm-hmm. as well as help advocate, be an advocate for certain problems or help you navigate the system.
Mm-hmm. Great. So I've got just a few questions for you today, and hopefully we'll be able to get some great information here for the local community. So I guess you briefly stated a little bit about UBU. My first question to you is if you could briefly describe some of the involvement you've had in the St. John trans community. And I know you just touched on UBU, but I know you're involved in other initiatives as well.
Yes, there's one aspect is various organizations and businesses where transgender identities are a bit foreign to them.
Mm-hmm.
They've requested, and we have provided sensitivity training. The most recent was Dow Medical School. So our future doctors, nurses, medical professionals know how to deal with a transgender person and respectfully without discovering it the first time they meet one, which is very important. Actually, you yourself have spoke for us with the St. John Regional Library. That's another example.
That's right.
It just makes things a little easier. People don't stumble as much. They have knowledge. Mm-hmm. And it's just better for the community.
Mm-hmm. And so you had mentioned you were the former secretary at St. John Pride as well.
Yes, yes. I did two terms with St. John Pride. Really is a community involvement with the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm.
Support as well, organizing festivities such as the Pride Week,
mm-hmm.
Pride dances, things like that, community outreach, and just basically being a presence in the community and being visible. I find the biggest thing with any marginalized or not really common aspect of society is familiarity dispels myths and gets rid of hatreds.
Right.
A good example is the transgender community. I feel we're roughly where the gay community was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They've made leaps and bounds. It doesn't have the stigma it used to have with it.
Right.
We're kind of at that point right now, and the stigma is gradually going, but with more visibility and people realizing that we're just people like anyone else,
right.
We will attain that as well.
Yeah. So that kind of actually segues nicely into our next question, which was basically that there's been a marked increase in visibility within the transgender community in the world, I guess, if you will. And I'm just wondering, like with we've had Janet Mock, for instance. There's been a popular television series called Transparent. There's been a lot more visibility for the community. Do you feel like things have changed for transgender people in the last few years, and like in a positive way or a negative way? Or,
well, to be brutally honest, I guess a bit of both.
Right.
With any community coming out, it comes down to people. And transgender people are just people. And we're nice people, we're bad people, we're just people.
Right.
It's good that it's visible. I found Janet Mock to be a very positive representation.
Right.
There's the Caitlyn Jenner.
Right. Laverne Cox.
Laverne Cox.
Yeah. Chaz Bono. There's a lot of great.
Mixed reviews on all. I support them all in their journey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with everybody's ideologies.
Right.
I'm not American, but I'm definitely not Republican, although Caitlyn Jenner is.
Right.
Right. But that really has nothing to do with her transness. That's just
right.
About her.
Her beliefs, yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, because there was considerable backlash with Caitlyn Jenner when she came out. There was like this overwhelming excitement and support for somebody, but then there was the sort of like, don't read the comments at the bottom of stories, because that's where you sort of see some of people's true nature. And I'm sure you've experienced some of that. I try my best not to read a lot of the comments, just because some of it's so awful, but I also am really excited just to see that there's that visibility. And like, even in 2014, when Laverne Cox was on the cover of Time magazine, it was like, wow, you know, like to see that on newsstands and stuff, it was so exciting.
It is. And I can certainly understand where you're coming from with the phrase, don't read the comments.
Mm-hmm.
With my first CBC interview, let's see, a year or two ago, I made the mistake of reading the comments.
Oh, no.
And I discovered that they were mixed. It went from everything from, I'm so glad this person became himself.
Mm-hmm.
What a brave person. I don't feel brave. I just became myself.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
If I ever see this person in the bathroom and my daughter's there, she's not coming out. You get it all.
Right.
It was hurtful. I've gotten used to it. I've certainly had my share of media attention.
Mm.
it's amazing how you can get used to it. It doesn't make you happy, but you do learn to deal with it.
Yeah. And I think just, and that's what's so great about just that trans people are being more visible in St. John even.
Oh, yes.
Like when I came out about 3 years ago, I was hard pressed to find another trans person. I was attending PFLAG meetings, and really I didn't find anybody up until about 2 years ago when more people started coming out. And then the community's really grown in St. John in the last few years, and that's also really exciting.
Oh my gosh, yes. I had a similar experience, although I did know a transgender lady from years ago. I remember when she transitioned, and I was supportive, so thank gosh I have a good conscience.
Yeah.
I suppose I would be ashamed if I wasn't.
Yeah.
My real experience to be really introduced to the community was when I came out. My big coming out to the world was the St. John Pride Parade.
Right.
In 2014. And I met transgender people at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got introduced to PFLAG. PFLAG is a group that supports, it's not a transgender group, it's a group that supports the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
It actually stands for Parents for Lesbians and Gays, but where it's become more inclusive, they've dropped the acronym but kept the name, so it's just PFLAG.
Right,
now.
Right.
I attend their meetings, and the meetings have grown,
mm-hmm.
and I do find it to be a great resource.
Yeah.
I did find that the transgender community specifically was lacking in this area.
Yeah.
So I got a hold of Michelle Laird, who runs UBU Atlantic out of
mm-hmm.
Moncton,
mm-hmm.
and set up a UBU St. John chapter.
Right.
This got started. You've taken part in it and
right.
helped us in great ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's allowed people to come out and socialize in a safe place to your anxieties. Get to a level where you really can face the public and face people.
Right.
I found the biggest thing, my biggest wall to facing society was really my internal anxieties, not so much in society itself.
Right.
When it actually came out and was facing my coworkers and family and my friends, it was almost shocking how much support I had.
Yeah.
There was a bit of negative, but it was very, very small. It was a
right.
small percentage. I lost a couple of friends.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's a common thread in a lot of trans people's lives that you come out and then you lose a lot of your friends or you lose your family, and that can be very traumatic as well.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
How has your experience been with that? Because I know you're a fairly well-known person in the St. John community. Did you find any issues with that, or...?
I've had some issues. I lost a couple of close friends, but the vast majority, I've been very lucky. They've been extremely supportive and loving. My family's great.
Right.
They've been great from step one.
Awesome.
When I came out to my mother, she said, oh my God, well, I have a lovely daughter now. She was great.
Great.
I have an awesome mom.
Right.
The workplace was a bit mixed. I'm a professional sound engineer. When I work with bands and in bars, I work in one bar in particular fairly regularly, and they were great.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. To be honest, they were protective. They took care of their
right,
friend Gloria
right.
and coworker.
Yeah.
I also worked in the corporate world as well. One outfit in particular was not kind to me. It did end up costing me my job.
Yeah.
They didn't directly fire me, but they reduced my hours to the point of I didn't have a job. So I guess I've had mixed responses with it. It's
mm-hmm.
been difficult trying to find work. Some of it is because people have a bit of transphobia, and it's a poor economy. It's hard enough to find a job anyways.
Right.
I can usually tell when I walk in the door after I've attained the interview, the eyes will open really wide, and you kind of know, okay, well, this is probably not going to go all that
right,
great.
Right, right.
And then another time, you see the smile, or the kind of non-responsive, and it's fine.
Right.
I was recently hired at a local company, and they've been great with me. I've feel just great about it.
That's great.
It's a nice thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's unemployment is also a common thing that happens to trans people after they come out. There's
a high rate
of unemployment and homelessness, and especially in Canada, there's really high rates of homelessness for LGBT youth.
Yes.
In particular, and that's a serious issue.
It's become a real issue. I can't get into specifics because I do have to maintain confidentiality. Mm. But in my work doing support, I have had to deal with youth that are rejected by family.
Right.
Some families are so locked onto old stereotypes or paradigms. I hate to pick on anyone, but I have to be brutally honest. A lot of it's from religious teaching. I can't pick on any one religion, but it seems to be that's the root.
Right.
And the reject. I recently had a young trans male rejected by their family. This is a 16-year-old person. They have no concept of taking care of themselves and making their way on their own in the world.
Mm.
It was a very difficult thing to have to face because I'm a feeling caring person and your heart goes out to them.
Right.
We did end up removing them from the place, helping them get out.
Yeah.
It was abusive. It was a bad scene. It was violent. And they are boarding with someone. They're on assistance now. We've managed to get them some help.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really the fix. So the real fix is for society to take us as people,
right,
and not as castaways.
Mm-hmm.
We're just people like anyone else. I'm a grandmother. I love my family. I take care of them.
Right.
I'm a professional.
And I think that.
And that was part one of an interview with Gloria Halverson. And as you heard, the split was a little messy. So, but I'm going to get better as the weeks go on. And by the end of this 10-month contract with the station, I'm going to be the interview pro that I've always wanted to be. You're listening to Queer Radio. KWIR is the name of the radio show, and I'm Stephanie Tierney, and you are listening to Local 107.3 FM on your radio dial. And I'm going to play the other half of that interview next week, so next Monday at 2 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. And the show is also rebroadcast later in the week, so I'll tell you a bit about that in a bit. And you can follow me on Facebook, KWIR Queer. I don't want to confuse people. You are listening to CFMH, Local 107.3 FM, but I want to spell out the name of the radio show because it might be confusing for people as well. And so we still have a song by Gloria called I'll Be, which is a great song. And I just wanted to get in a few quick things before we part ways for the first week. If you're out there and listening and you identify as transgender and you need help, there is a trans lifeline for Canada. That's 877-330-6366. Again, that's 877-330-6366. And I will also post that on my Facebook page in case you want to find it there later. There's also PFLAG, which is a LGBTQ+ support group across North America. And they actually have a gender identity support hotline, which is 1-888-530-6777. Extension 226, and I'll also post that on Facebook, so in case you want to find it. You can also email gender@pflagcanada.ca or just generally go to their website, which is pflagcanada.ca, and you can find all that information on there as well. This Friday at the Community Health Center on Coburg is the UBU support group, which starts at 7, goes till 8:30. So if you are transgender or a transgender ally or family member and you're looking for support, come and join us Friday at the Coburg at the Community Health Center, 7 p.m. And tune in next Monday at 2 right here on Local FM for the second half of my interview with Gloria Halverson. Thank you, Gloria, if you're out there listening. And this is her first day of her new job today, so hope your day is going great. And and so I'm also rebroadcast. Like I said, I'm going to be rebroadcast Wednesdays at 9 p.m. So if you want to re-listen to the show or you want to tell friends about it, it's on again at 9 p.m. on Wednesday. And I hope to be doing a little podcast like Mixcloud or SoundCloud. And I'll also post a link on my page, my Facebook page, KWIR Queer. And thank you so much for tuning in. And we're going to hear Gloria Halverson. And this is a track called I'll Be. And it's a lovely song. And Gloria wrote it and performed it. And I recorded it on my phone. And she plays it at coffee houses all the time. And it's beautiful. And I'm getting verklempt here. So I'm just going to play the song.
People tell me to be myself, though they know me as someone else. I have lived a life of hiding, I've lived a life of shame. I daydreamed of the day when I could just be me. Let the walls fall, let them fall. Chase the sky, let the walls fall, let them fall.